Wesley Powell. I'm past president of the National Peanut Buying Point Association.
And where are you from?
Bainbridge, Georgia.
From Georgia, okay. Well, why don't you tell us, first of all, what you're doing here at the registration. Looks like you're cooking up some good food for us.
We're grilling peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and some of them are Elvis sandwiches. They've also got bananas on them. We've been doing this since the 90s for different ag-related festivities. We've cooked for the governor of the state of Georgia for about 4 years, and when he proclaims Georgia's National or Georgia's State Peanut Week, we've served over 100,000 sandwiches since the late 90s.
100,000 sandwiches. That's a lot of sandwiches. Tell me about the about your organization, the Buying Points Association.
We are made up of, as the name implies, buying points. We're the middleman, so to speak, in handling peanuts from... We're the middleman between the grower and the sheller, and we kind of keep harmony in the industry. We process by letting farmers use our trailers to pick their peanuts on. We dry them, we grade them, assign a value to them, and store them until the sheller's ready to shell them and send them to a to M&M's, Hershey's, Procter & Gamble.
That's to the end user, though.
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Now, how do you cook the best grilled peanut butter sandwiches?
Use your choice of peanut butter, your choice of jelly. Mix the two together in a proportion of about one-third peanuts, two peanut butter, two-thirds jelly. Put that on the bread as you'd normally make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich?
Uh-huh.
The same principle. Put butter on one side of the bread. Grill it until it gets the brown color you like. Put butter on the other side. Flip it over and do the same. And wait just a little while because peanut butter and jelly gets real hot while it's grilling.
And now when you add the bananas to that, what's the secret there?
Well, that was Elvis's recipe. So we've... we picked up on that, and the only addition is chip your bananas up and put them on with your peanut butter and jelly.
Well, it sounds great, and I am going to try one because I've never had grilled peanut butter and jelly.
What you say when you try.
Okay, well, let me do it. The grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know what? That's great. I mean, I just never did it before because I have peanut butter and jelly on toast. But grilling it, that adds a whole new dimension to it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you very much. Now I can't talk.